also had an oven, a little oven, put the coals on.
That was our little skillet. Turned the lid, that's all old time, those skillets and lids. And it's got legs on it. And you can put your car under it and put your bread inside here in this little skillet. And it's got a little lid that covers the top of it. And then you lay coals on top of that. And just leave it sitting on your hearth or it's, you know, like old time skillet, you know, used to be. You put it on the hearth. Say that would be the hearth.
Yeah.
And set your skillet on it. And then just set it down there and just let it sit there and bake. Bake that cornbread or bake sweet potatoes or anything like that you'd like to bake in that oven. And that makes the best eating you ever eat in your life if you set it baked in that oven.
We children used to put our potatoes in the embers in the fireplace, cover them up with ashes. And let them stay there till they're done. Pull them out of there and pull the jacket off of them, you've got fine cooked.
I bet. Well, was this oven and the skillet the same thing, or was did you have separate?
They're separate.
Okay. Uh-huh. Did the skillet itself have little legs on it?
Yeah, about 3 inches long, four little legs. That is in order to, so you can put fire under it.
Uh-huh. Did you call the skillet by any other name?
No.
Skillet
and lid. Well,
because of these legs, some people would say a spider or a creeper.
Yeah. Well, we always just call skillet.
Fireplace skillet.
How would you make apple butter? How would your mother make apple butter?
Well, you put that in a deep pan, cook the apples till they're done, push them through a colander, put it back in there.
Little wooden pedal.
And then what would you call your better dishes? What do they do after they wash them?
Had an old-fashioned three-cornered cup of the thing.
They use a piece of cloth on them or something?
Yeah.
That's drying rag. After they're washed, they use a drying rag, then put them up in the cupboard after they're dried.
Did you have some kind of rag to rub them with in wash water?
Yeah.
What was that?
Call that a dish rag.
After you'd rub them in the water, would you run more water over them, or?
After they're washed in the.
How did you term the material that the dishes were made out of?
Shiny. That's what we called it. I wonder what you call it now.